Audio presents Golden Poppies by Lila Ibrahim, performed by Bonnie Turpin. For the founders, who created a living constitution that could someday apply to me. For the justice makers who had the vision and determination to make it so. And for the people who are still waiting for the foundational promise of this nation, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. 15th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, ratified in 1870. To the wrongs that need resistance, to the right that needs assistance, to the future in the distance, give yourselves. Carrie Chapman Catt. Prologue. Jordan. I thought my education would protect us, like forged armor too strong for the evils of hatred to penetrate. But I was wrong. Maybe every generation needs to believe they will end the trampling as if it had not been thought of before. Without that certain and foolish hope, I don't believe we could go on. Chapter 1. Jordan. Chicago, Illinois, April 1894.
Well, I guess I ain't never gonna see them beautiful poppies or look on Lisbeth's face again, Mama declared, looking straight at Jordan. Her dark brown eyes were glossy. She didn't bother to blink away her tears. Jordan's eyes matched her mother's. She stifled a protest, forcing down the urge to tell Mama she was wrong, that her appetite would come back along with her strength. But there was no point in fighting for a lie. Mama was dying and leaving Jordan forever. Invisible hands choked Jordan's throat tight. She sat on the bed by her mother, so close she felt a bony hip against her thigh. Her daughter Naomi stood.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?